we're talking about the UP 200 with the UPSDA, the Upper Peninsula Sled Dog Association, and we actually start downtown. For those that have not been a part of this, this is, I mean, the Mushers love the start of this
race.
They
love the downtown start, and I think the local people and the tourists love it, too. We have word that there are people coming from as far away as Pennsylvania this year, which means our word is spreading all over the country. We have a musher from New Zealand, so we have quite a full roster there too.
There's a term I never thought I'd hear.
Yes,
a musher from New Zealand.
Yes.
Okay.
And we are holding at the present time at 37 mushers downtown, and 25 in the midnight run. We still expect perhaps there will be a few more in the midnight run, but we can't tell up until race day because people have that time to register.
Now, a few years ago, due to weather extremes, you had to change the route, the original route, and now it's to Grand Marais and back.
Yes.
And how's that gone over the years now?
That is a very successful endeavor. The people in Grand Marais are just fabulous to work with. Last night we had one of our final board meetings, and you ask Grand Marais how things are going, and they say, we're ready. That's the end of their report. They drive across the UP to tell us we're ready. And it's true. I mean, they give, if anybody wants a fun time on Saturday and they want to drive over to Grand Marais, you're going to have a blast because the mushers are all there for an extended period of rest, and the food is fantastic, all homemade stuff from the folks in Grand Marais, and it's just a huge fun thing.
With a town like that, as removed as they are, with things not always going on there, it's a great opportunity for them to do something and have some wintertime fun.
There has never been a lack of volunteers there, which just amazes me, because you're not talking about a huge population in the wintertime. And they just all get into it, and just it's grown and grown and grown over there. We just recently decided to put the midnight run finish in Munising, and we are still short volunteers in Munising, and I would like to emphasize that today, because the local folks over there know a gentleman by the name of Carl Hansen, and if they would be willing to help us. We are particularly short at the finish line in Munising for the 10 o'clock shift till the end of the race, 10 a.m. till the end of the race on Saturday morning. And if any of those folks over there are willing to give Carl a call, that would really help us a lot. Otherwise, we're pretty solid with volunteers across the rest of the UP. You can also do this through our website of up200.org. If you click on volunteers, it'll direct you to our volunteer coordinator, Corey Bodeman, who I'm sure would be happy to get a hold of Carl Hansen down in Munising and set you up with work that needs to be done. Those of you in Munising who know Carl Hansen, I would say please, please, please give him a call. Munising is putting on a wonderful winter festival at the same time, and I think what's going on is people are volunteering to help with the festival and thinking that this is a tiny little bit of it, which perhaps it is, but it's critical to the safety of the mushers and the dogs that we have the appropriate number of volunteers there.